Matze Schmidt, Animal Farm, The Lost Lines. Ein Hörspielversuch über die Kritik an den ausgelassenen Zeilen von George Orwells BBC-Radioadaption von Farm der Tiere. Am 17. August 1945 wurde George Orwells Buch Animal Farm, A Fairy Story, deutsch Farm der Tiere, ein Märchen, in England veröffentlicht. Ende 1946 bereitete Orwell eine Adaption für das dritte Programm der BBC vor. Zitat aus dem A Note on the Text von Peter Davison, der Penguin Books Ausgabe von 1995. Dwight MacDonald, Editor of the American Journal Politics and a friend of Orwell's, wrote saying he assumed Animal Farm applied only to Russia and that Orwell was not making any larger statement about the philosophy of revolution. Orwell replied that though Animal Farm was primarily a satire on the Russian Revolution, it was intended to have a wider application. That kind of revolution, which he defined as violent, conspiratorial revolution led by unconsciously power-hungry people, could only lead to a change of masters, he went on. I meant the moral to be that revolutions only effect a radical improvement when the masses are alert and know how to chuck out their leaders as soon as the latter have done their job. The turning point of the story was supposed to be when the pigs kept the milk and apples for themselves, and he referred to the naval mutiny at Kronstadt in 1921, when the sailors supported those striking in Leningrad against the Soviet regime. Realizing that the turning point in the novel was not clear enough, he, George Orwell, added these lines of the dialogue to the radio adaptation he was just then completing. Clover. Do you think that it is quite fair to appropriate the apples? Molly. What? Keep all the apples for themselves? Muriel. Aren't we to have any? I thought they were going to be shared out equally. Diese Zeilen. Clover. Meinst du, dass es überhaupt fair ist, die Äpfel zu nehmen? Englisch. Appropriate. Molly. Was? Sie wollen alle Äpfel für sich? Muriel, sollten wir nicht auch welche bekommen? Kuh, ich dachte, sie sollten gerecht geteilt werden. Sind die Lost Lines, in Anführungszeichen, Lost Lines, die verlorenen Zeilen der Farm der Tiere, analog dem mystifizierenden und gründenden Pathos solcher Lost Tapes, die im Musikgeschäft die Rolle der Hyper-Authentifizierung spielen? Das Original der Originalaufnahme als Garant und Ursprung für das echte Werk und dessen wahre und immer noch wahreren Aussagen. Denn diese Zeilen sind, laut Peter Davison, dem damaligen BBC-Produzenten Rainer Heppenstall, verloren gegangen, der sie herausschnitt. Orwell nannte sie die Schlüsselpassage von Animal Farm. Animal Farm The Lost Lines 1-3 geht als Work in Progress in zunächst drei kritischen Schritten vor. Von einer Mix- und Hörbuchrekonstruktion in Teil 1 über den Check der politischen Message der Fabel und der Bezüge zur russischen Revolution und Konterrevolution in Teil 2 bis zum kommentierten Remix diverser Hör- und Sehversionen in Teil 3, sprich Film, Hörspiel und Lesung. Lesung unter anderem mit Referenzen an die antikommunistische Agitation der 1950er Jahre und die sogenannten samtenen Revolutionen von 1989. In allen Teilen werden erste Fragen zur Restauration, Rekonstruktion und zur Geschichtsschreibung gestellt. Insgesamt ist es ein improvisierter Versuch, nicht bloß selbstgenügsame Dekonstruktion zu betreiben, sondern auditive Dialektik zu machen. Animal Farm The Lost Lines 1 bis 3 geht als Work in Progress in zunächst drei kritischen Schritten vor. Von einer Mix- und Hörbuchrekonstruktion in Teil 1 über den Check der politischen Message der Fabel und der Bezüge zur russischen Revolution und Konterrevolution in Teil 2 bis zum kommentierten Remix diverser Hör- und Sehversionen in Teil 3, sprich Film, Hörspiel und Lesung, unter anderem mit Referenzen an die antikommunistische Agitation der 1950er Jahre und die sogenannten samtenen Revolutionen von 1989, mit Referenzen an die westlichen antikommunistischen Agitationen der 1950er Jahre und die sogenannten samtenen Revolutionen von 1989. George Orwell, Animal Farm, englisches Originalmaterial, gelesen von Matze Schmidt. Insert der vier Lost Lines als Text-to-Speech.
Clover, meinst du, dass es überhaupt fair ist, die Äpfel zu nehmen? Molly, was, sie wollen alle Äpfel für sich? Muriel, sollten wir nicht auch welche bekommen? Kuh, ich dachte, sie sollten gerecht geteilt werden.
Die möglichen Stellen für ein Insert der Lost Lines, also der Zeilen Clover, do you think that is quite fair to appropriate the apples? Molly, what, keep all the apples for themselves? Muriel, aren't we to have any? Cow, I thought they were going to be shared out equally. Also insert dieser Zeilen an folgenden möglichen Stellen im Buch Animal Farm, Kapitel 1, Chapter 1, auf Seite 16 in der Penguin-Ausgabe von 1995, Penguin-Books-Ausgabe 1995, Seite 16, nach der Bekanntgabe der sieben Grundsätze, the Seven Commandments, der Farm der Tiere, also von whatever goes upon two legs is an enemy bis hin zu all animals are equal. Also nach Bekanntgabe dieser Seven Commandments folgt eine Szene. But at this moment the three cows, who had seemed uneasy for some time past, set up loud lowing. They had not been milked for 24 hours, and their udders were almost bursting. After a little thought, the pigs sent for buckets and milked the cows fairly successfully, their trotters being well adapted to this task. Soon there were five buckets of frothing, creamy milk, at which many of the animals looked with considerable interest. What is going to happen to all that milk? Said someone. Jones used sometimes to mix some of it in our mash, said one of the hens. Never mind the milk, comrades, cried Napoleon, placing himself in front of the buckets. That will be attended to. The harvest is more important. Comrade Snowball will lead the way. I shall follow in a few minutes. Forward, comrades. The hay is waiting. So the animal trooped down to the hayfield to begin the harvest, and when they came back in the evening, it was noticed that the milk had disappeared. Also die Milch verschwindet unter Napoleons Aufsicht. Das ist die erste Appropriation der selbst produzierten Produkte auf Animal Farm. Zweite Möglichkeit für einen Insert der vier Lost Lines in Kapitel 3, Chapter 3, eben das war dann also Chapter 2, nicht wie vorhin gesagt Chapter 1, also Chapter 3, Chapter 3, Seite 22, Page 22. Mögliche Insertstelle wäre hinter folgende Passage. The mystery of where the milk went to was soon cleared up. It was mixed every day into the pig's mash. The early apples were now ripening, ripening, and the grass of the orchard was littered with windfalls. The animals had assumed, as a matter of course, that these would be shared out equally. One day, however, the order went forth that all the windfalls were to be collected and brought to the harness room for the use of the pigs. At this, some of the other animals murmured, but it was no use. All the pigs were in full agreement on this point, even Snowball and Napoleon. Squealer was sent to make the necessary explanations to the others. "Comrades," he cried, "you do not imagine. I hope that we pigs are doing this in a spirit of selfishness and privilege. Many of us actually dislike milk and apples. I dislike them myself. Our sole object in taking these things is to preserve our health. Milk and apples, this has been proved by science, comrades, contain substances absolutely necessary to the well-being of a pig. The pigs are brain workers. The whole management and the organization of this farm depend on us. Day and night we are watching over your welfare. It is for your sake that we drink that milk and eat those apples. Do you know what would happen if the pigs failed in our duty? Jones would come back. Yes, Jones would come back. Surely, comrades," cried Squealer, almost pleadingly, skipping from side to side and whisking his tail. "Surely there is no one among you who wants to see Jones come back." Now, if there was one thing that the animals were completely certain of, it was that they did not want Jones back. When it was to put to them in this light, they had no more to say. The importance of keeping the pigs in good health was all too obvious. So it was agreed without further argument that the milk and the windfall apples, and also the main crop of apples when they ripened, should be reserved for the pigs alone. Versuch eines Inserts in diese beiden Passagen. Erster Versuch. But at this moment, the three cows who had seemed uneasy for some time past set up loud lowing. They had not been milked for 24 hours, and their udders were almost bursting. After a little thought, the pigs sent for buckets and milked the cows fairly successfully, the trotters being well adapted to this task. Soon there were 5 buckets of frothing, creamy milk, and which many of the animals looked with considerable interest. "What is going to happen to all that milk?" said someone. "Jones used sometimes to mix some of it into our mash," said one of the hens. "Never mind the milk, comrades," cried Napoleon, placing himself in front of the buckets. "That will be attended to. The harvest is more important. Comrade Snowball will lead the way. I shall follow in a few minutes. Forward, comrades. The hay is waiting." So the animals trooped down to the hayfield to begin the harvest, and when they came back in the evening, it was noticed that the milk had disappeared.
"Clover, meinst du, dass es überhaupt fair ist, die Äpfel zu nehmen? Molly, was, sie wollen alle Äpfel für sich? Muriel, sollten wir nicht auch welche bekommen? Kuh, ich dachte, sie sollten gerecht geteilt werden."
Zweiter Versuch des Inserts der 4 Lost Lines, der 4 verlorenen Zeilen in eine der Pre-Key-Passagen, Pre-Schlüsselpassagen von Animal Farm. The mystery of where the milk went to was soon cleared up. It was mixed every day into the pig's mash. The early apples were now ripening, and the grass of the orchard was littered with windfalls. The animals had assumed that, as a matter of course, that these would be shared out equally. One day, however, the order went forth that all the windfalls were to be collected and brought to the harness room for the use of the pigs. Other animals murmured, but it was no use. All the pigs were in full agreement on this point. Even Snowball and Napoleon. Squealer was sent to make the necessary explanations to the others. "Comrades," he cried, "you do not imagine. I hope that we pigs are doing this in a spirit of selfishness and privilege. Many of us actually dislike milk and apples. I dislike them myself. Our sole object is taking these things Intaking these things is to preserve our health. Milk and apples, this has been proved by science, comrades, contain substances absolutely necessary to the well-being of a pig. We pigs are brain workers. The whole management and organization of this farm depend on us. Day and night we are watching over your welfare. It is for your sake that we drink that milk and eat those apples. Do you know what would happen if we pigs failed in our duty? Jones would come back. Yes, Jones would come back. Surely, comrades, cried Squealer, almost pleadingly, skipping from side to side and whisking his tail. Surely, there is no one among you who wants to see Jones come back. Now, if there was one thing that the animals were completely certain of, it was that they did not want Jones back. When it was put to them in this light, they had no more to say. Anmerkung, Jones ist der vormalige Besitzer, Betreiber der Manor Farm, jetzt genannt Animal Farm nach der Revolution. The importance of keeping these pigs in good health was all too obvious, so it was agreed without further argument that the milk and the windfall apples, and also the main crop of apples when they ripened, should be reserved for the pigs alone.
Clover, meinst du, dass es überhaupt fair ist, die Äpfel zu nehmen? Molly, was, sie wollen alle Äpfel für sich? Muriel, sollten wir nicht auch welche bekommen? Kuh, ich dachte, sie sollten gerecht geteilt werden.